Hello and a warm welcome. You're tuning in to the Weekly Insurance News Wrap, and I'm your host, Paige Estratori, presenting on behalf of Financial Services Online, your trusted source for both personal and business insurance solutions. Let's dive into this week's key stories from the Australian insurance sector, unfolding the events that shape our industry. We begin with a fascinating case where justice came to light with the Australian Financial Complaints Authority, or AFCA, giving its nod in favor of ARAS Insurance. A motorist had filed a claim suggesting a collision which occurred due to an abrupt swerve to avoid a possum. The claim was steep, coverage for a Jeep insured to a value exceeding $20,000. However, the RASC's rigorous verification practices brought the truth to the surface. Discrepancies, such as the absence of rain at the accident's location and suspicious bank records, seemed to point to an act of insurance fraud. The FCA found the inconsistencies substantial, validating the insurer's suspicions and underlining the necessity for truthfulness in insurance dealings. Moving on to our next story, a life insurance provider came under critical scrutiny from the Life Code Compliance Committee. The insurer faced reproach for sending out misleading rejection letters, leaving 170 applicants in the dark. The communication was described as ambiguous, failing to notify customers about their options for reviewing the decision. The committee's chair, Jan McClelland, urged for transparency in communication. This episode stresses how crucial it is for insurers to be prompt and clear with the information they share, especially with consumers at vulnerable junctures of their insurance journey. Another intriguing AFCA ruling required an insurer to foot the full bill of a storm-related claim due to ambiguous policy wordings about patio coverage. This decision throws light onto the importance of unambiguous contract language. To avoid conflicts, insurers are advised to ensure clarity in their policy terms and conditions, contributing to improved consumer understanding. And now we shift gears to discuss catastrophe losses, or rather the lack of them. A first since 1982, Australia marked a year without disasters in 2022, as reported by the Insurance Council of Australia. Insured catastrophe losses plunged to $500 million, a figure the lowest since 2004. This data comes from Aon's Climate and Catastrophe Insight report. Yet, despite these country-specific trends, international catastrophe losses reached a record high, largely driven by events in the United States. Today, Australia faces the double challenge of high insurance premiums and climate risks, putting a spotlight on the need for strategic risk management and proactive adaptation measures. That wraps up our key news stories for this week. As always, remember that trust in the sector is built on crystal clear communication and honesty, a note to insurance providers and consumers alike. Don't forget to stay informed, as changes in the sector will impact you, whether you are a business or an individual. To learn more about how these unfolding stories might directly affect your personal or business insurance needs, visit us at financialservicesonline.com.au. I'm Paige Estratori, and I'll be back with more stories next week on your trusted weekly insurance news wrap. See you then.